This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday edition is on right here on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Wednesday edition, 13th day of July. July not even trying to hang around, Mr. Producer. I don't know about you, but July just reached and it half to be gone. And if it's going quick, it need to take the heat with it. My God, it's hot out there. Whee! Hydrate, people. Hydrate. And drinking plenty brewskis is not hydrating. One or two colons there, but have some water in between. You know, definitely, you know, hydrate. All right, get your water, get your Gatorade, get your fluids in. This heat is not playing, okay? Well, it's the Wednesday edition. And getting you home, you know, I want to maintain you, sustain you, and definitely entertain you. I want us to have a great conversation, so I want to make sure your mind's right. So you know how we do that. We got the brain teaser lined up for you right now. Playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner, Davin Rosenblatt. Feature comedian, Rich Carucci. And yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. All right. Show runs out Wednesday through Sunday. Tonight through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. All right. And we're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All right. Vax card, rapid and antigen test. That's all you need. And you are good to go for the show. All right. I got tickets up for grabs. All you got to do is answer my mind-bending brain teaser. And I don't know if I could take it easy on you today or if I got to make it hard because we're playing for 2 sets of party passes. So the winner and 3 of their friends are going to go get their laugh on. All right. Here we go. All right. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, and all car owners. All right, recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, all car owners. Survey revealed that 32% said they have no idea how to do this to their car. What is it? That is your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now in the top of the 5 o'clock hour when the news comes on to get your answers in. You know how to get them in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. While you get your answers in, let's continue into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. And don't forget, they have new items coming in every week, from chino pants to brand new shirt collections for any occasion. All right, swing by Talbot Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Plaza location, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check it out for yourself. Fine Threads for the man with good taste. And also check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Nope, not fix the tire. None of them. That's not it. A lot of y'all jumped up with that. That's not it. That's not it. Whoever said find a dipstick. But if you can't find a dipstick, I hope you can find a stick shift. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. No, none of the above to those answers. But let's check out the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian news and views that matter since 1844. And I tell you, a big one, process begun to demolish illegal shanty towns or demolish illegal structures in national parks, minister says. National Security Minister Wayne Monroe on Tuesday confirmed that the anti-trespassing exercise that started in Bonefish Pond National Park last week has been completed in Harold and Wilson Pond National Park and the Carmichael area, and that the process for demolishing the illegal structures found in the areas investigated has begun. Monroe announced last week that the 14-day notice given to the government to the people determined to be trespassing on Crown land, removing protected trees, or excavating on either public or private land without permit expired on July 1st. So there you have it. The minister showing some teeth. What say you on this situation? 14 days ago, he said, well, I'm coming in 14 days to do what I got to do. Well, 14 days are up, and they're doing what they got to do. And if they are illegally on Crown land, and all the options have been exercised to the letter of the law, and this is where we need to go, then so be it. But please just make sure you're not infringing on people who are supposed to be there or have rights to be there. Make sure there's no gray area. Other headlines today in The Guardian. Story by Kendia Dames. Priority agenda. PM highlights focus for national progress while taking swipes at the FNM. In a speech that was punctuated with politically polarizing language, Prime Minister Philip Davis last night took swipes at former Free National Movement administration's outlined priority areas for national development, recommitted to transparency and accountability, and called on all Bahamians to pull together for the betterment of everyone. All right, now, that was just like the tip of the iceberg in that address last night. If you continue to read the article, it notes, however, if the PM had intended to deliver a unifying public policy lecture on the National Development Plan at the Government and Public Policy Institute at the University of the Bahamas, Davis might have missed the mark, as he suggested Ingram-era policies had been harmful to national development, and said he struggled to see any positive impact on national development under the Minnis administration. So we'll see. A lot of criticism. A lot of fans of the address last night and how the PM delivered it. Others, harsh criticism. So we'll see. What say you? Especially if you did see the entire address unfold. It's a lot of things firing off. Mr. Producer, did you see any of that last night? You missed out. A lot of fireworks, a lot of colorful fireworks. All right. But let me know how you feel on these two big headlines, because those are the two that are really jumping out and just, you know, looking everybody in the eye today. As we slide out of the headliners, see what West making headlines in the 242. Let's get up into the buzz. Who are West creating the buzz throughout the 242? What's gone viral in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, John's now has small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. In addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, all the accessories to go along with your back to school, you know, shoes, as well as your book bags and backpacks and all that good stuff. Be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Listen, let me tell you what's buzzing. The heat. My God, it's hot. It's hot. We can't make it any cooler in here, Mr. Producer. I know we got it on 45 degrees, but let's go polar bear, full polar bear. Let's take it down to like 16 degrees. It's hot. And I don't know if this heat getting to y'all, but the heat is definitely stifling. Have you noticed people a little edgy and irritable, and they had lunch? It has nothing to do with them being hungry or needing a Snickers. It has everything to do with the heat. The heat is annoying. Y'all could share some stories with me how annoying you find this heat, you know. Or is it just me? I don't even want to leave the studio for one reason. AC, this AC is impeccable. I ain't trying to go nowhere. Bigger than my producer, make sure I have it at a robust, you know, 45 degrees when I roll through the doors. We can hang meat in here. It's all good. You know, you want to put specimens for safekeeping? We can do that too. We can work as a mini lab. It don't matter. Just keep me cool. Now, one thing we do got to talk about was buzzing. Is customer service. And like communication with customer service. I appreciate the fact that if you sell an item, Mr. Producer, this ever happened to you? You go to the establishment and you say, hey, for example, you sell crazy glue? Yes. But we're out. We don't have any right now. Well, then you don't sell crazy glue because you don't have none to sell. Why build up my anticipation? Why build up my hope? Like, okay, good. I can get this. I can go. Yes, we do, but we're out. Why don't you say we're out in the first place? Don't you know? Well, then don't give me the information and say, listen, we're out of this particular product here at this location. But if you go to our sister store, they'll have it. Let me call. Yes, I just called. They confirmed they have it. Okay, I'm on the way. I get there. They check the computer. You know what they say? We don't have it. It's at the store you just came from. What kind of shopping hokey-pokey foolishness is that? Gas is almost like $7, $8 a gallon. It's hot. Listen, I don't, it's hot, all right? It's hot. I wanted to almost make a joke as wild reference about the heat, but I caught myself. But it's hot. You think people got time to be running back and forth playing ping pong because you can't get it right, like simply reading what kind of stock you got in your warehouse or in your store? Further mention to the thing, read Bahamas. Read. And then after the back and forth, it's almost like it's my fault for being semi-annoyed. Yeah, I got what I needed, but after a fashion, I also lost about, you know, 2 days of my life because of the stress and the craziness. All I'm saying is a little better communication, people. A little more due diligence. Sometimes you want to impress the customer, that's fine. Give them the right information, and it all works out. Sometimes you just want to get rid of them. You give them any Hong Kong Fui Hu Flung Dong story. Leave them on the, you know, chasing their tail. And you sit there continuing to do you. Misinformed. Unmotivated, just sitting there. Very scary, people. We got to do better, man. Simple communication. Simple communication. All right. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, this son ain't playing. The son is a gorilla when he beat his chest. All right. That works for you. I'll take it. The son is got issues, though. The son is very angry. Very angry. Very angry. So wrapping up the buzz, listen, man. If you got the product, say it with confidence. If you don't have the product, say, I'm so sorry. We usually carry it, but we're out at this time. Now I'm out at you at all. Don't come on to me, yes, we do. But right now we're out. That don't help me. So all I'm saying is, just communicate a little bit better. Not only read Bahamas, but communicate Bahamas. Because you got to consider that a lot of these businesses, they got teams. And you can't, you know, beat the whole team for one or two weak players. But I will challenge the strong players on the team to get them weak players up to snuff and make sure they know exactly what's going on and about the products in your business that you're trying to sell so they don't alienate more customers with their weak sauce service, all right, and misinformation. Now, let's go to the break. Take our first break here on Talking Heads Wednesday edition. That's a wrap right there on the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Flip side of the break. We'll get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you by KFC Nassau. That'll be followed up by my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm going to open the lines and let you chime in. You can ask me some questions today if you want, all right? You can get whatever you got on your chest off. It's Wednesday. We're going to get over the hump together on the flip side of the break, all right? Right here at Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday edition continues right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. 4:35 p.m. is the time. And let's get up into your global warming. We're seeing another planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, people, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely factual. It's absolutely real. KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight. Now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week, Monday through Sunday. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau, finger licking good. Right up until midnight at your favorite KFC location. All right, let's check up and in on the warming. We're seeing the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And let's jump on in. Yellowstone actor Koryanka Kilcher has been charged with illegally collecting nearly $97,000 in disability benefits while working on the TV show. Monty Norman, composer of the iconic James Bond theme, has died at the age of 94. The Emmy nominations came out yesterday, with Succession leading the nominations with 25. Squid Game makes Emmy's history as the first foreign language series nominated for Best Drama. Twitter Inc. made good Tuesday on its threat to sue Elon Musk in Delaware for attempting to escape his $44 billion offer to buy the social media giant, accusing the tech mogul of fighting the deal amid market downturns and a $100 million slide in his flagship Tesla's Inc.'s value. Hulu's Only Murders in the Building has been rewarded for a third season. The Pittsburgh Steelers' Heinz Field changed its name to Acrisure Stadium after the insurance and consulting company took over the naming rights. Former General Hospital star Steve Burton's life has turned into a soap opera. First, he was fired from the show for not getting vaccinated. Then he and his wife of 23 years separated earlier this year, and now she's pregnant with somebody else's baby. That is really a soap opera. A Hispanic journalist group slammed the first lady, Jill Biden, for a Monday speech in which she compared diversity among Latinos to the uniqueness of breakfast tacos. What? Boy, Jilly B, you get everything you deserve on that one. That's what I'm talking about. You give it to them. I wonder what Cuban really might have to say about that. He might stand in solidarity with his Mexican brothers. And finally, the Trump rally scheduled for Friday in North Carolina has been canceled. The former president, his son, Donald Trump Jr., and his daughter, Ivanka Trump, have been scheduled to testify under oath Friday in an investigation into Trump's finances. And Pete Davidson is the new face of H&M's menswear collection, is now doing commercials for Manscaped. All right. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're seeing of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. Let's get up into your Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, people, Dunkin's got some goodness going on for you. You definitely want to check it out. First and foremost, get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. Butter pecan iced coffee is back with the tasty flavors of butter roasted pecans, sweet cream combined with Dunkin's original blended iced coffee. So it's waiting on you along with your donuts, your favorite breakfast sandwiches, your favorite all-day sandwiches, and all the goodness that you love so much at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and two at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Raymond, darling, what you said, Naughty?
What's going on, Raymond? What's happening, my brother?
Boy, we need justice, law, and order in this country.
Amen.
Amen again. Look here.
What you got for me?
We need Juan Miller and town planning to really start working Springfield off Mason's position. Juan Miller for the people would be dumping, emptying cesspit and dumping it on the people property, got the neighborhood stink. Also, you need town planning for these people would building and joining on illegal.
You got building without proper coding and permits, are you saying?
That's right.
And this all allegedly in the Mason Addition area?
Spence Street off Mason's Addition. It's not alleged. That's what's happening.
And we still, in 2022, still don't have proper plumbing facilities in that area?
No. Not only that.
My God, how many administrations have failed that area when it comes to that regard?
The thing is, that's why we need town planning, because the thing is, the people that are doing this foolishness, they're on the property illegal.
Wow. And so, how do they remain on the property illegal for so long?
Because government not paying any interest.
So all buck up go is basically what it is?
As far as the government and they're concerned.
Because, you know, I'm in a quandary with this, Raymond. I mean, no permits, no nothing, and it just goes on like normal?
Just goes on as normal. When you talk to the police about it, the police say you got to go to court. It's a civil to do.
Wow.
You see? Maybe that's why
there's such an abuse, because the offenders know that it's a criminal infraction.
That it's a
civil infraction rather than a criminal infraction.
That's why they
continue to abuse it.
That's what they're saying.
So, where do we go? Yeah, where do we go from there, Bremen? You live in the area. What do you suggest?
The sanitary people got to deal with it.
No.
Juan Miller and the sanitary people.
That's the first.
Juan Miller and the sanitary people and town planning.
But I'm saying within the community where you live, in that Mason Addition area, can't you spearhead a group, a community group? Are there no community activism groups that could get together and lobby for this and actually be a voice?
Well, they don't, you know, the kind of people who live in this neighborhood, they don't care. You know, where they're into illegal stuff, you know.
But I'm sure there's people that do care that have been around for a while. Because
at
the end, I'm sure there's still people that care about that area and that neighborhood that have grown up there that have been there for a while.
Yeah, but they don't care. They don't care.
I mean, I'm still shocked. I'm still flabbergasted, you know, that in 2022, I hear you still say that people are using outside toilets, still dumping on other people's property. I mean, where are we?
That's right.
And it can't be the people are just accepting of that in that area.
Well,
I disagree with you, Bremen. I think there's enough people there. Maybe not as brave to be as vocal as you, but I still think there's some, man. You need to be the voice of many in this.
I got to. We'll see what happens.
You got the Constitution to do it. I think you need to get a group going around there in that community. You know, sign a petition or something.
Get the
attention of the minister. Now, who's your MP for that area? Is that Jomo Campbell?
Right.
Now, hold on. Jomo all right with me, you know.
But still, he...
Let me... I could do you a solid, because you are right with me too, Bremen. Let me see if I could bring the mountain and Muhammad together.
Okay.
If I get a chance, I'll shoot an email to Mr. Campbell and express your concerns. You know, I'll say some of my callers who reside in this area. Mason Addition, Spence Street off Mason Addition, correct?
Right.
And here's some of the concerns that have continually been brought up. What can you do to assist in this regard? And we'll go from there.
Yeah, and it's Law 23.
Okay, I got you, Bremen. Not a
problem.
Take
care.
All right? Be safe, man. And thanks for chiming in, as always. Boy, I tell you, Mr. Producer, 2022, and me still bucking in it and bagging it. I mean, at some point, that community needs to form like a block. And I've always commended my good friend and my schoolmate and longtime friend for years without a phrase, Mr. John Boswick. He had a great concept, you know? And I agree with it. We have to form blocks. Have to. Community blocks, organizational blocks, industry blocks. Like, if you form all the entertainers come together and form a block, now administrations who are in power or are seeking to become the next government will have to deal with this block of entertainers and deal with all of our needs and our requests and our concerns. Just like you have a block of teachers, a block of lawyers, a block of truck drivers, a block of jitney drivers. You understand where I'm going with this? And each block, there's strength in numbers. And now longer you don't have a politician on the campaign trail saying, well, I got 20 votes in that house, I got a kid. Now you got to deal with this whole block, this community, who will either support you or not support you based on what you prepared to do for the block. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, how do you feel about the RICO charge? Do you think crime would drop if people could get liquid with the RICO, like in the States, like RICO statue, to brought down the mob and the mafia? Forget about it. Fugazi, of course. RICO statues, that's no funny kind of time right there, playboy. That's some long time right there. Maybe if that's going to curb, you know, the illegal drugs, the illegal guns, the illegal human trafficking and all the nefarious things. Yeah, why not? No, you're just a funny texter. You're not an entertainer yet. Just because I entertain your texts and laugh because I find humor in them does not make you an entertainer. And no, you can't go on stage and text. Now, if you could do it without the texting, with a mic, then maybe you got potential. I think from your text, you got some jokes. You need to show up at Jokers on Thursday nights and do 5 minutes. Go from there. What you saying? Don't be scared. That's where it all starts. But yeah, you got to look at it, you know. In many ways. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, Naughty? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? What's good?
Where I said, listen, I listening to you from foreign, but still, trust me.
But I appreciate you being foreign. You're listening, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm in the ATL, buddy.
Man, listen here, man. In ATL, go get me some peach tea and some peach cobbler later, just for the record, all right?
Listen, I'm trying to keep you from getting diabetes. This is your boy. Number one, T-spot.
Oh, Lord. Stop it.
Listen, I'm good, man. Listen, let me tell you something. What Bremen called about, and you never change until we make one fundamental shift in our governance.
And what is that, in your opinion?
You have to live in a constituency to represent them.
My brother, say it again.
Okay?
He who feels it knows.
People don't understand this. Let me break this down. Do you remember when Travis went against Minnis with the increase in that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand why he had to do that?
Because the whole community was behind him and expected him to do it because that's what they wanted.
Thank you. Not just that. Even if he move out, his master lived there.
Yeah, but I wasn't even going to go there, but you did. But yeah, of course.
Okay. So at the end of the day, he knew he had to be answerable because he lived in a community where dudes might just bust him upside the head for doing food.
Right, and we don't promote violence or condone it, but yeah, that's how it might get.
What I'm saying is, there's a reason why you have people in the U.S., in Congress and so on, so who vote against sometimes their own party, because they know they got to go back home.
Right.
Got to deal with their constituents. As long as we keep letting the parties bring us whoever and say, this is running for you, and you ain't getting somebody who live in there who got to deal.
Oh, who don't have no skin in the game?
Listen to me. If somebody from Pinewood is representing Pinewood. Pinewood should never have been done.
Over long time.
If somebody from Mason's Dishes or Mandan was there, you would have had proper running water, or you have to shut your place down.
And see, one
these
thing.
The things we deal with. If somebody was living in Camp Road or Fox Hill, this crime and shooting all this gang stuff would have been handled.
And another thing, would you didn't touch on, what they have in the States, is the repeal process. After 2 years, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, listen here, a bunch of upset grandmas will sign a petition and find millions of people to sign it to tell you, bring your behind back home, we done with you. Send somebody else.
Here's why the repeal thing works. You don't have, it doesn't even make a difference whether you win or lose it. What a repeal makes you do is go out and spend your own money to fight again. That's why people are so afraid of the repeal process in the state.
Right.
It ain't whether you win or lose. It's the fact that you're taking money out your pocket to go deal with this again. You're taking money out your party to deal with this again. And that's what keeps people honest and keeps them reasonably accountable. Right now, there's no accountability. So people do what they feel like. They say whatever they feel like. And at the end of the day, you know, you'll never get an MP. And maybe Jomo will be.
I was just going to say, I got to give Jomo the benefit of the doubt. He's young. He's familiar with the area. So hopefully, you know, maybe he got enough cousins or distant relatives that it might, you know, get on.
Very few people could vouch for anybody, and I take their words. But you know, we go back a long way. So you vouch for them. Let me tell you
why I give him the vouch, man. He's been endorsed by several close personal friends and family members. And in the conversations that we have had, you know what I mean? Seems to have his shoulders on right and wanting to serve the community and, you know, has done some stuff. What I like when MPs do it without looking for the fanfare and the notoriety of doing it, but they just do in the community. So I think he has some of the qualities to be a good leader later on down in the party. Still got to, you know, follow the straight and narrow, but I think he's got potential. That's the kind of leaders we need to look for in the future. Young people who could serve us and serve us with sense so we get better and get to where we need to be faster.
Because I can tell you right now, okay, if you don't have people who live there, and very few.
I agree with you 100%.
I will say this. Fred Mitchell, I spent 10 years in this constituency. Fred was the fella, if you say to him, look, the people speeding around this corner, and you still need to play, when you come back that night, you better press brakes, because you can hit a speed bump, because he can have his people come and do some stuff. I can tell you that. Okay?
All right, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Be safe. Now go get that peach tea and peach cobbler for me, man. All right?
Be safe. I ain't in Nassau. As safe as you can get.
But I tell all my peeps, be safe. But go enjoy that peach cobbler and that peach tea, man. I could use some of that. Send me some. Always. FedEx me some.
Always, bro.
All right, bro. Be safe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Everything good with you?
Yeah, man. Everything is great. I just had to follow up with the previous caller. You know, he had one or two points that echoes out here, you know, kind of loudly. You know, Jomo Campbell is an up-and-coming MP. I've already seen and heard some very positive stuff coming from his camp. Obviously, he's out there doing some work, and it has gathered some momentum out here. So he's one of those that I can call him by name and say that I see some of the things that he's doing. Here is the problem, though, in this whole process, is these old senior veterans, these old politicians that we have had serving in this country for well over 20, 30, 40 years, who have actually, you know, and this is our cry, because we talked about appealing and amending a lot of the stuff in the Constitution. They have not touched. A lot of stuff in the Penal Code, they have not touched. You can chew and you can walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, the current stuff you can touch, but the old stuff that is antiquated, that needs amendments and stuff, you can also do that stuff at the same time, and this is the problem we have in this country. Corruption will always rank in this country in the manner that it is today, because when you have people who have good intentions and good heart to go into our parliament to try and make some changes, they're going to buck up against these persons who don't want change. And that is the thing that we here in the Bahamas, we recognize what's really going on, and it saddens us, because we're supposed to be progressing forward, upward, and onward.
Not regressing.
We're not doing that. We are not doing that in the manner that a lot of us would have thought some 50 years later, where we are today, many of the things, Naughty, It's like we're still pre-1967. How ridiculous is that? So where do you expect us to be in the next 50 years at this rate?
You know,
I don't see any vast improvement.
And sadly, the more things change, the more they stay the same in this country, whether we admit
and
it or not.
That is how it is, because these guys have already understand they carve a niche in the system where they are benefiting from it. And if they go to upset the apple cart and make the changes, then it means that what they are receiving, they will not be getting anymore. And this is why nothing is going to change.
It's a very exclusive fraternity, my brother.
I'm serious. A lot of us, not in closing, let me tell you something. Love the country. You know, I've had an opportunity where I was asked to renounce my citizenship to go to another country to help build their country. And I decided to come back home. I want to come back home because the promise of the former prime minister, the late father of the nation, come, go and get your education, come back and help build the country. You see, we can always go back to him. You know, many persons have come back home to try to build this country because they love their country. But the opportunities here at the level, and don't tell me about, oh, well, you know, would you study in the university and stuff and come back here? There's no application. Let me tell you something. A sensible government and a sensible set of leaders will make it happen. Don't just say it can't happen. Make it happen. You know? And that's where it's at right now. So,
and we need to do that as the voters. We need to be, no problem. Always a pleasure, Jeff, and always good to hear from you. And great contributions as always. And that's what we as voters need to demand, that better governance. Yeah, you want our vote? We need better. All right, let's take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap up this 4 o'clock hour. I got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game right after the break. Don't touch it.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Mm-hmm.
We're back at you, Talking Heads, Wednesday edition right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Caller, I see you calling me. Call me right back after the news. I'll take the call right after the news for you in the top of the 5 o'clock hour. But we got to get to the news, and real quick, I'm going to give you an answer. We didn't have a winner today. You had some great answers, but none of y'all got it right. Refill the windshield wiper fluid container. Yeah. Gone. See you later. Try me again tomorrow. All right. Let's get up into it real quick. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And it's all about Percy's pension plan. All right, you can win big time with the Island Game and Percy's pension plan. As a matter of fact, you can win a pension for a whole entire year. Every time you deposit $20 on your Island Game account, you're going to get an entry, all right, to win Percy's pension plan, all right? 13 pensions worth over $244,000. You can win one of those great pensions and get paid for a year courtesy of the Island Game and Percy's pension plan. All right, let's go out to Cuban Willie and see what we got. Cuban, what's the numbers looking like today? Papa, tell me.
Wepa! Buenas tardes, everybody. Soy yo, Cuban Willie, with your numerology report right here. I'm Talking Heads, Talking Show on the Guardian Radio 96.9. That's what I'm talking about. Now, mira, today I had to say hello to my good friend, you know, Mr. Case, Mr. Dennis Case, the farmer Case, you know, the white rasta, that's my friend, you know. And I was to the farm, and on his farm today I see something very crazy. I see four chickens attacking a centipede. Okay, and the four chickens attack the one centipede and break the centipede into four pieces. So today, we have the number for you. The number for you today. So today's number is the 414. The 414. The 414 is your free roll today. Play it with good luck and buena suerte in the Island Game. And remember, it's all about Percy's pension plan.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Check it out.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. I know this call has been holding for a second, so let's take this call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. All right, call me back. Check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I think Noah was a Chinese because if he was a Bahamian, the ark would still be building. Noah built it by himself without complaining and in a timely manner. He was definitely 100% Chinese. Thank you for sharing that random thought right there. I appreciate that. I'll have to look and do some research. Ancestry.com. Yes, listen, see, this is why I talk about my biggity and best, you know, listeners in Texas. You want a different prize because you don't go to comedy clubs. Yeah, we can have some different prizes for you. I'll work on that. All right? I'll call on some friends. I'll call on Naughty Johnny's. I'll call on Tropical Gyros. I'll call on KFC. I'll call on Dunkin'. Sound like you're a food junkie. Sound like you like free food rather than good jokes, which is not a problem. So I'll fix it up. But I mean, you're all having so much trouble winning this one prize. Why should I break out the rest of the prizes for you all if you all can't just win one? You know what I mean, Mr. Producer? They're having trouble winning one. What's to say they could win the whole bag? You know, you want me to bring out the bag? Now I bring out the bag, you know. Then once I bring out the bag, y'all got to really put your thinking caps on because then I can kick it up a notch and make you really think. You know? And some of y'all Googling won't work. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
What's going on?
It's Banana Man, man. You know you're here for me for a little while.
What's happening, Banana Man? Listen here, for your boy Chet Holmgren killing it in the summer league, except for when he goes up against... Lofton Jr., Kenny Lofton Jr., the big heavy fella from Memphis, put him in his place that night. But outside of that, Chet been doing it.
Yes, right? And you know the thing about it is, right? I called you to ask you about these MTA.
And just to think, he was all braced up and kapunkled up in your cab, puking up in the back of your cab on spring break, and then the next night, he was in New York going as the number two pick or number one pick. I mean, come on.
My boy, listen. Your boy, you know, naughty.
You gotta tell the tourists when they come in there, but you see right here. You see the seat right here. Chet Holmgren was all kapunkled up in his seat. Listen, as we say in the Bahamas, he was all nanny up right in his seat.
Naughty, that's a small world, man. I'm trying to tell you now, this world's small. Anything can happen at any time.
But next time Chet come, you got to get him some peas and rice, because that boy's skinny bad.
He's skinny.
He's a bean pole. But what you got? What you got for me, Banana Man? What you got good for me?
Listen, man. Listen, I said Golden State could regain the dynasty if they stay together. But, man, looking like three players, they say like almost a third and ready gone. But they're replacing them. What
do
you think,
Naughty? Listen, they made some good moves with
they did make some good moves.
I like that DiVincenzo move. That DiVincenzo move from the Sacramento Kings is a very quiet, sneaky move for that team, man.
Well, what about that one? Would they replace that? That's former NBA ball, my son. What do you name?
Gary Payton Jr.
They got something to replace. What do you think about that replacement?
Man, listen, those are the minor pieces, all right? The big thing is, what you got to watch out for with Golden State, is the continued rumblings and rumors of one KD trying to make a return to Golden State. And apparently that's causing friction because Draymond welcomes it with open arms, and Curry is like, nope, I ain't on that run. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Yeah, but then you know, the Kevin Durant, he all up in his feelings. He ain't going. He ain't got the glory.
Durantula's all up in his...
He want that thunder and all that glory all the time. I don't think that's a way.
Durantula to stay in his feelings, man. You know that.
Yeah, any feeling, man. Any feeling, I think that's a way.
I don't know.
Lakers pick up one fella, one big 6'10 fella. They did wave him, I think, must be about a year or two ago.
You're talking about Thomas Bryant, man. They're talking about Thomas Bryant. Let him go about 4 years ago, as a matter of fact. He went to Washington. Yeah. If he could stay healthy, man, he's got a huge wingspan. He's a good shot blocker.
He could shoot.
He could space the floor a little bit. That'll help AD. But the biggest thing that I would personally like to see in L.A., I know a lot of people want to, see Kyrie there. And that is a good move, and I like it if they did land him. For Westbrook, but if you could take Westbrook and turn that into Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, that in turn too is a great addition to the Laker unit what they have in place right now with AD, with Bryant.
Them two drafts, man. That's fine. So if Kyrie or Aiden don't do nothing and bring them on, the Lakers in trouble again. I don't think they just did that, John.
I think the better move right now would be to get Turner and Hield, because if Kyrie is truly interested in playing in LA, like he says, next year, well, then he'll sign with LA as a free agent next year.
Yeah. Real talk. So the best move, like you said, Buddy Hield and Turner.
Yeah.
Because that's the future.
Younger players, more upside. Turner's a great shot blocker, huge wingspan. Buddy can shoot the three and space the floor, benefit from the floor being spaced. So we'll see.
And the thing about it is, I believe Kyrie could be right there next year because Lakers is the only team really interested in him. No other team really interested in him.
Not too many, because he's got all that baggage.
Yeah, he got all that baggage, and then all of a sudden, he don't want to take the COVID thing and then miss all kind of game and all that. He get a ball in his feeling, too.
As we say in the Bahamas, Kyrie stays freaking himself out.
Yes, right? I don't know what he did with, man. He trying to... Don't forget
burning the sage as well. He like to burn that sage. He might be a warlock.
Well, I know what he's dealing with, boy. I don't know what he's dealing with, but I concerned with my Golden State part.
Listen, man, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Golden State could be all right. They can replenish. They got good management. They got good GMs. They got good coaching. They'll be fine.
Golden State is a better team today from the signings they've already done. Well, Gary Payton was in a loss.
Well, Purdy was supposed to chime in at 5:30 is now here. Well, no introduction needed.
Well, I didn't even know he was in video.
He just jumped on in. Well, you've been lurking, Purdy. What's going on with you?
I was listening and, observing, and I decided I will have a word.
And lurking?
Well, I'm glad you're in studio.
I'm getting into the social media stuff, so I'm just learning, man.
Yeah.
He's a TikTok star, man. He's a TikTok star. He's up to 300 followers today.
Well, I got here in studio, man. So you can keep naughty and chat, Michael. Dude, naughty jump on me sometime, you know.
I jump on the
other guy.
We got him.
We need a referee in between us, too.
I got him.
And I can have my Memphis Grizzlies jump on you again next year, too.
he keep drifting back and forth. See, he's trying to slip back into L.A. camp, but he don't know.
Earl, listen to me, man. Listen to me. When I reappear in Lakerland, if I choose to do so, then you're walking and you'll be like, Mother Sakawi back. And you'll be like, Marty, you're back. And I'll be like, Darryl Miller, I never left.
Ain't that easy.
I will quote Darryl Miller, I never left.
Yeah.
It ain't that easy.
And it's your one, Kachina Magobulus, and call it a day.
Wait, listen, not you can real behemoth, but you know how to sneak in.
I know how to do it, man. You know, ain't no club I can get into. Front door, side door, back door, however we can get it. We can make it happen. And I can end up in VIP.
Like the song says, these dudes ain't loyal.
No, you know, LeBron is particularly unloyal. I told you that's why I had a problem with him coming to L.A. Because every 5 years, he's bouncing. All right, Banana Man. Hey, Pearly, no, you're absolutely right. That's a great segue. That's a great setup because LeBron has bounced every 5 years. And, you know, yeah, it's true. Very inconsistent.
Why do you keep bringing his name up, man? I'm trying to talk to
him. If you'd like to make a call,
because I'm trying to remind you of why I'm in Laker exile. And you don't, you seem like
No, you don't have to do that. See, I think you have a serious mind crush on this dude because you keep talking about him.
No, sir. Now, if you wanted to say that, you know, I got a man crush on the late Kobe Bryant or the bromance was strong, there, you could go there. You could say that about Michael Irvin.
If you were talking,
You could say that about Ken Griffey Jr. You could say that.
If you were talking about Kobe straight to, I'd be happy because I would love
Earl,
to talk,
but Earl,
talk
Earl.
To this dude I don't want to talk to.
Now you one of my closest friends, Earl. Earl, you know,
yes,
you know why we don't talk about Kobe. I still can't get into talking about Kobe without getting emotional. I mean,
we don't need to be talking about that other dude. I don't want to talk about him because I get emotional and angry.
Listen, I got caught the other night, man. I was watching the 60-point farewell game very low. You know what I mean? And the big boog, you know, stat boy Santa comes out and he's like, oh, dad, I see it. And I turned around, he caught me, man. The tail was coming down my eye.
That was my guy, Earl.
That was my, like, between him and Michael Irvin, those two have to be my favorite athletes ever.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and I've seen a lot of good ones in my time and enjoyed a lot of good games. But boy, I tell you, Kobe was special. He really was special.
He was different. He was special.
And you know what I admire the most?
You know, why are we talking about Kobe? I digress a little bit, but I want to bring this up. Ja Morant made a statement that has been going viral.
Oh, man. Can I quote it, please? Michael Jordan is, oh, God, I love Michael. MJ is the best, man. If I can say, feed me what? Pasta? I will walk you like the dog that you are, you little chihuahua. End quote. That's why Michael is the greatest. That's why LeBron or none of this generation could hang against Mike. Mike would tear their heart out and eat it in front of them and spit it out.
Think about this. He said, in today's NBA, Michael would just be another superstar.
No, sir. And I'll tell you why. Michael had a drive and a desire. Kobe had a drive and a desire. Magic had it. Bird had it. They could not rest unless they were the best. Couldn't rest. Couldn't sleep. So just as dominating as Jordan was in his day, he would have been just as dominating in today's game because he had the heart and for lack of a better word, the bollocks, as the British would say. You know what I mean? To back it up. And don't get me wrong, I love the bravado in Ja Morant because Ja would take it to him kind of like AI did. You know what I mean? But let's be real. AI got him once with that move and made him look bad. But how many other times did Jordan get AI and get the better of him?
Yeah, always.
So at the end of the day, I think it's the makeup of a player and the constitution and the moxie that they got. And the special ones could be generational. Tim Duncan is another one. You put him in any generation he'd nominate.
Yeah. And, of course, the great Will Chamberlain.
Oh, of course. Another one I think would be Kevin Garnett because of his just pure attitude and fire and determination. You know?
Yeah,
I think Reggie Miller would be another one that could survive, especially in today's game, shooting the ball.
What about Larry Bird?
Oh, God.
What about Larry Bird?
Listen to me. Larry Bird would not only just beat these dudes physically on the court, you know, because he would set them up, so he would mentally destroy them. Do you know how many people Larry Bird just mind warped playing, you know, just a trashy talk? Like
but you could imagine him playing on that Celtic with the athleticism that team had. He would probably have a 20, 30 assists a game.
Man, and he'd just be raining threes all the time. I mean, because in today's
NBA, short of
3-point range, yeah.
The ball.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that'd have been cool to see.
And I look at dudes like McHale in today's NBA with a lot of moves in the paint and who could shoot the ball as well. He'd be another big guy that would have been highly touted and recruited and sought after in today's NBA.
Yeah. That'd have been some great stuff. But Naughty, did you do what today in sports?
We're about to do it right now. But before I get to that, I got a really urgent message I need to get out. Naughty, okay. Please help us here in Butler Street, Nassau Village. We have 3 goats being abused. We call animal control from January, and they continue to tell us they have no vehicle. Now, I don't even want to ask how the goats are being abused, but the most important thing to me is that the goats are being abused. So, if we do have anybody from animal control that it is available, you need to desperately check out and urgently check out Butler Street in Nassau Village. 3 goats are being abused. We've called animal control from January, and they continue to tell us they have no vehicle. Try the Humane Society, all right? And try my good brethren, Roger Amelie. He has an ambulance service, an animal ambulance service. Roger Amelie, all right? Amelie, my good brother, I know you probably listen. If you can lend a hand over there in Butler Street, Nassau Village, they got 3 goats that are being abused. The residents have been calling animal control since January, and they continue to say they have no vehicle. So if it's a case that the goats need to be rescued, then we'll get on that as best we can, all right? But thanks for checking in with me, Nassau Village. I appreciate you all, getting the message to me, and I'll continue to get it out. Listen. This is a serious moment with the 3 goats being abused. Your comments about Long Island are hilarious, but I'm not going to read them. Pearly, let's get in today in sports. Pearly, I think we're developing a few texters here that have alter egos as, you know, open micers, want to be stand-up comedians. Fire off some funny stuff. Would you care for me to share some of the text with you so you can see and laugh as well?
No, man, don't do that. That's serious stuff. Let's go on to this.
I know you heard the Long Island reference too. Anyway, today is Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. And don't forget, it's happy hour tonight, 5 to 7, over there at Naughty Johnny's. It's going on right now. So if you're in the West and you're on the ride home, definitely stop by Naughty Johnny's. Check them out for happy hour tonight. It is all good. Don't forget, they're great for lunch and dinner Monday through Friday. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, all right? Be sure to check them out. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right. Today is Wednesday, July 13th, 2022, and this is what went down in today in sports history. 1896, Philadelphia's Ed Delahanty became the second major league player to hit 4 home runs in a single game. 1930, the first soccer World Cup competition began in Montevideo, Uruguay. 13 teams were in competition. 1963, early win of the Cleveland Indians won his 300th baseball game. 1972, Carol Rosenblum, owner of the Baltimore Colts, and Robert Irsay, owner of the Los Angeles Rams, traded teams. They traded teams in 1972, Earl. You hear that?
Say that again.
In 1972, all right, in 1972, all right, I'll tell you right now, 2 teams were traded for each other. Carol Rosenblum, owner of the Baltimore Colts, and Robert Irsay, Bob Irsay, owner of the Los Angeles Rams, traded teams.
So they traded ownership?
Traded ownership of the teams. I will trade you to Rams for the Ravens. Deal.
Yeah, all right. But then the Ravens left left there was the Colts.
Right.
And then the Colts left and went to Baltimore.
You got it.
They had a quarterback by the name of Burt Jones.
Burt Jones, you got it.
I had a friend in high school named Trevor Bergsaw, who was a huge who was a Colt fan. And we used to bet our lunch money. So during the football season, when Burt Jones played the Dolphins, I didn't eat lunch.
Because you used to lose the lunch money, eh?
Yeah, I tried it about 3 or 4 times.
And didn't he go on to play for somebody else, but then he had to retire because of a neck injury? Wasn't it the Rams or something after the Colts he meant to play for?
He might have gone to the Rams. Yeah, he was a mobile quarterback. He was like KG3 or somebody like that. But he was
RG3. Burt Jones back in the day, you know.
KG3, RG3.
He was mobile. He used to get the ball out of the pocket. He had a big arm at some point. So, yeah, I remember Burt Jones, but I got to look up to see if he ended up with the Rams or not. But yeah, in 1972, okay, they did make a trade for teams. In 1973, David Bedford set new world record in the 10,000-meter race in London. His time was 27 minutes, 31 seconds. 1982, the All-Star Game was played outside the United States for the first time. They played in Montreal, Canada. And the National League beat the American League 3-2 in that one, I think. 1984, the sportscaster, legendary sportscaster Howard Cosell asked to be released from his duties on Monday Night Football. He said that he was tired of being tied to the football mentality. In 1995, Geddy Lee of Rush, the band, the group, sang O Canada before the All-Star Game at Baltimore's Camden Yards. And today's sports quote, I was such a dangerous hitter, I even got intentional walks in batting practice. Casey Stengel, New York Yankees manager. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, it's happy hour at Naughty Johnny's tonight, 5 to 7. Be sure to check them out, especially if you're in the West. It's well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, Pearly, let's slide on in to the home court, the local news, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that zesty Whopper, saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Get it, flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or the plant-based option for you. It's waiting on you. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo. All right, at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Available for you for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, Pearly, you got anything local for me?
Not really, and I've been low-key today.
Well, we got news from football. The Avengers and the Wildcats have won flag football titles. Story by Simba French in today's Guardian. After waiting for 2 years, the Bahamas Flag Football League returned to action and was able to complete a full season. Two champions were crowned with the Caro Contractors TTF Outlet Avengers winning the men's division and the Paradise Games Wildcats claiming the title in the women's division. Playing at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium on Independence Day, the Avengers found the right formula after going to 6 finals in 8 years and coming up short. Their defense showed up and they took down the EDLC Lions 20-3. Head coach for the Avengers, Robin Shepherd, said that this is redemption. We've been fighting for this for a long time, and it is sweet. After all these years, we finally got one. It's a great team and a great day. We had a game plan coming in, and we executed the game plan. The team played tough, Shepherd said. For the Wildcats, it was an emotional victory as they dedicated the win to their former leader. Another one can make my tear cry today. Philip Filthy Ramon, a good friend right there, who died last year and was very inspirational to the team, and I'm so glad they brought it home for Filthy. I'm really happy that they did that. They shut out the ground-up construction Pink Panthers 16-0 in a defensive battle. Typical Filthy fashion. He would have it no other way. And they won 16-0. Third straight title for the girls, or the ladies, so congratulations to them. And Wildcats, Filthy's looking down, and he's proud. Ram Tough is raging through heaven today. All right? Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Wildcats defensive coordinator Devon Edgecombe said he was happy with how the ladies played. We came into the season with a dedication. The pandemic derailed our three-peat, and unfortunately, we lost our leader, Filthy Ramming, during the pandemic. We came in and told everyone to lock up and load up, and it was a lot of pressure to dedicate the season to someone like that. I'm glad that the team was able to rally and win one. Good stuff right there, man.
My new pastime is TikTok, you know. And they already have a TikTok out bragging about the trophy and the championship and all that. So that, I knew they won. So that was kind of cool, the young ladies. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm glad they brought it. You know, they dedicated the season to Filthy and they did it. And I'm so happy that they remember the honor of my good friend, Mr. Philip Ramon. Filthy did a great job with them. And I know he's proud. I know he's looking down and he is proud. We're going to go to the break right now, Mr. Producer.
Right,
let's go to the break. All right. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be getting up into Earl's favorite segment of the show. Who's in or who's out? Brought to you by Tropical Gyros. And we'll talk that. And then toward the bottom of the hour, you know, I got your pro picks coming up. All brought to you by the Island Game. All right. All on the flip side of the break. And I'm sure Purdy will chime in because we got baseball tonight. And the Dodgers are playing.
Man, we took one on the chin last night.
Boy, not only on the chin, in the cabeza, on the jaw, everything, man.
No, we lost 7-6. That's on the chin. They were up 6-1.
Here's a text.
We came back on them.
Here's a text to chime in, Earl. I don't know about this one. Yeah, maybe so. Naughty Isaiah Thomas can also play in today's NBA. He's also the most underrated player in the history of the NBA. I think he could play in today's NBA. That part about being the most underrated player in the history of the NBA.
Never underrated.
I don't know about all of that.
He was never underrated.
Maybe the coldest, down low, backbitingest, snakiest maneuvering supposed to be friend in the NBA. Anyway.
Maybe that one. Okay.
Maybe that one, but yeah, not the most underrated player in the history of the NBA. Everybody knew Zeke, man. Zeke, Isaiah Thomas, he might not have been that popular, but everybody respected his game. Oh, yeah.
And he was first team all NBA many times.
I watched him drop 24 points in the fourth quarter on one ankle against the Lakers in a championship game and scared the bejesus out of me because I thought they was going to come back. But we managed to win on an AC Green breakaway layup to ice that one. But,
I remember him.
Isaiah Thomas was a great player, man. I can't take nothing away from him when it comes to that. He was money. Zeke was. You remember that time? Carl,
3.0.
No, you remember that time Carl Malone split his eye open, drove the lane, and elbowed him in the eye and had his eye spooting out all over the court. He looked like a stuck pig. But anyway, I digress. Let's go to the break. We'll talk more sports right after the break, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name? Wildred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic start. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talk Heads continues right now. Wee, is there some funny things? Hey, Purdy, I got another announcement for you, man.
I'm listening.
I just got a update from an in-law. Just so you know, today is Cody Bellinger's birthday, buddy.
Oh, I know that. I already put that. I already sent that out and posted that and say happy birthday to Cody the Bahama Papa. I know that.
Oh, God. Did you really put Bahama Papa on that dude's timeline?
I'm a Dodger fan. You cut me and I bleed Dodger blue. I know what's going on with my team.
God. You actually put Bahama Papa on Cody Bellinger's page on his social media?
No, I didn't.
Did you send him a TikTok video?
No, I didn't do that either.
You should. That might go viral. That might go viral.
No, I'm good. I'm just getting into this. I'm like, one at a time. Let's take this thing slow.
And I also got an update from our good friends at Burger King. They now have wings on the menu. They just introduced wings.
Oh, really?
So you can get wings at BK.
I'm a Burger King kind of guy, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm a Burger King guy, yeah. Double bacon cheeseburger, onion rings, and a Pepsi.
Man, the right guy's listening right now. You know, the in-law is listening right now. It's not like you could be a pitch guy for BK. I'm gonna get you hooked up.
Listen, I have my dining rewards. As a matter of fact, I just got $5 added to my,
How much money you got in your dining reward thing, man? I play this little game.
I can be honest. $5.06.
All right,
that's the go-to thing, man. I got up to like 30.
No. I play a game with you now. We flash. If I say flash your dining rewards, and I got more money than you, then you got to give me your money.
No, I only got $5. I let you know that now.
Yeah, well,
ask me that next week after the Nick Burger King for 10 times.
Anyhow, everything and brace it up. I know. I know how you go. You got your routine.
I have always been basis with the girls in Dunkin' downtown. You know, when I walk into this, they all gaudy reach.
And they should not have to ask if any gas there no more.
No. And they know what I get every time. Medium, hot coffee.
That's you, buddy. That's you. The mediano.
Yep, they know what I get. Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, we're getting into Earl's favorite segment right now. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, all right, Tropical Gyros. They're definitely doing it. All right, home of the original Bahamian gyros, like jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack conch, barbecue salmon. And they got the grilled veggies going on. And don't forget those bowls as well over there at Tropical Gyros, all right? You're on the way home, right there on Mackey and Rosetta. They're open until 6. Let them hook it up for you tonight. And big up to Tropical Gyros, man. They're doing big things with Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency, bringing you the 15th Annual Laugh Fest. All right, on the 29th and 30th of this month, Friday and Saturday, the last Friday and the last Saturday, the 29th and 30th, two big shows over there at Fusion Superflex, off the chain show, man. Straight Off Tour with D.L. Hewley, headliner Bodacious. You got your feature comedian Cisco Duran. You got local comedians going to be there entertaining as well. You got Dasquare. You got BJ Shadfer. Yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. Two great nights of comedy. Laugh Fest, the 15th annual, is coming to town. You definitely want to circle your calendars. Keep on listening. I'll tell you how to win tickets, get hooked up, and all that good stuff. And Fusion going to have it hooked up, man. It's going to be all good. All right? So keep on listening out, and we'll remind you of that. And Tropical Gyro's doing big things, man. All right? Yeah, man. Big up to Tropical Gyro's. Now, who's in and who's out? You got anything for me, Pearly? Any tidbits?
Yes, the Jazz still out.
Jazz still injured.
Out, still in the IL. He's still on the IL. You know, so kind of missing that on him.
He needs to get into that All-Star game, though. He needs to play.
I don't think he'll play the All-Star game. I don't think so. I wouldn't. If he's not back playing for the Marlins, I wouldn't go play the All-Star
So
game.
He's just going to go out there and nod his hat in the lineup and then say, here, replaced by injury in the lineup tonight. Replacing
Jazz Chisholm. Yeah, he can't do that. So they, you know, hopefully, they maybe Gavin Lux will get a spot, you know.
All right. Well, you got some NFL news.
Okay.
Brown and the Chiefs not close to a deal. All right. Chiefs not close to an extension, and the camp holdout is going to be expected. This is offensive tackle Orlando Brown, of course. And they're far apart on an agreement. Brown and his representation have spoken to the Chiefs in recent days regarding an extension, but the parties are nowhere close on a deal. And if no extension is reached, Mike Garofalo from the NFL Network added Brown is expected to sit out the start of training camp and potentially all of it, even into week one. So there you have it. Not the, seems like the honeymoon's over in Kansas City. They traded for Orlando Brown. And now he's disgruntled over money. Speaking of trades, the Patriots have traded bust of a wide receiver, N'Keal Harry, to the Bears for a 2024 seventh round pick. Of course, Harry was a number one pick for the Patriots, but never lived up to his draft status. He played in just seven games as a rookie and never broke 350 receiving yards in a season with New England. All right. When 2021 arrived, Harry was ready for a change of scenery, but didn't receive it. Instead, narrowly making the team's 53-man roster before appearing in 12 games, catching just 12 passes. While teammates Kendrick Bourne and Jacoby Myers found success with rookie quarterback Mac Jones. So the big body Harry moves from a club in which he never quite fit the bill to entering his first year with Chicago with a new era of wide receivers with low expectations. Darnell Mooney stands as the team's best receiving option, while veteran Byron Pringle joins the squad after leaving Kansas City and rookie Velus Jones arrives from Tennessee. So he could actually go in there and actually play and maybe get his career rejuvenated. But he seems to have been a bust.
Did he show any signs of anything in New England? No.
No.
Okay, then. So what makes you think he can do something there?
I don't think so. I think he's going to be a bust as well. I mean, he's going to end up being a bust, but maybe the change of scenery works for a year or two. And he gets another contract, and then he goes back to being a bust.
Okay, all right.
You know? Let's see.
What does Peter have to say about it?
Peter's not here today. Peter will be in tomorrow.
Oh, sorry. Okay, maybe he'll tell us something about it tomorrow.
So, yeah. Now, you got to look at some other moves that are being made, who's in and who's out. If you look slowly, quietly, look at the Los Angeles Chargers, they've added some...
They're putting together a pretty good team, you know.
They've added Khalil Mack. They traded for Pro Bowl edge Khalil Mack. They signed free agent cornerback J.C. Jackson from the Patriots. Yeah. They added veterans Sebastian Joseph Day, Kyle Van Noy, Austin Johnson, and Bryce Callahan. Now, you add those pieces to the likes of Joey Bosa, Derwin James, Asante Samuel Jr., and Nasir Adderley, and that turns that defense from a weakness into a strength.
Into a top five, top 10 defense.
I mean,
maybe I'm pushing it. But
no, but you got some talent on that defense now. That defense now is no slouch. It's certainly good enough to make that offense more potent because they could actually, you know, get off the field and leave the offense on the field for longer periods of time.
Hopefully. They stay healthy.
They need to, but that's a lot of talent that the Chargers have added quietly in the offseason.
I don't know how quiet it was. I've been watching it, but, you know, I think my TV's stuck on ESPN. You know?
Naughty, I wish we could have made trades in politics. I would have traded Minnis for Ingram.
So the Dodgers playing tonight. When I come to Talking Heads, I take off my political hat, I put on my sports hat, and I strictly tunnel vision.
I am just answering a text, man. I'm just reading the text, Pearly. That's what I'm doing, man.
Maybe they throw in a first round pick.
Huh? Make sure they throw in a first round pick, right? Wee, an unprotected first round pick, too. A lottery one. No, but
let's move on
to the NBA, because I know there's some news out of the NBA as well. So you got some news from the NBA. You got the summer league going on.
I see now Utah look like they about to gut the whole team.
They do look like they're about to gut the whole team.
Because they entertaining stuff for Mitchell. So now this talk, Mitchell can end up in New York, or he can end up in L.A., or he can end up in Brooklyn. I don't see him in L.A., so let's get that off the table.
That ain't happening. I think he's going to end up on an East Coast squad if he does. I think the Heat wants him. I think Riley's going to get him.
The Lakers could pull off, because they have, and you know, you might, people look at it and say, oh, they don't have nothing, but the Lakers could pull off the trade for Kyrie and still pull off a trade for Donovan Mitchell based on salary. If they've been in the part with Horton.
Read it again.
I said the Lakers can still pull off the trade for Kyrie and pull off a trade for Mitchell if you base it on the salary. Because Mitchell will be making $13 million a year or something like that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Horton making $18 million.
Wow.
Utah looking for first round picks. Now, the reason why the Lakers trade to Utah don't make no sense, because the Lakers don't have no early first round picks. These like 27 and 28, which makes no sense because Utah are rebuilding now. So I don't see that ever happening. So that off the table altogether.
Yeah.
The Lakers do have who could be in. It could be Buddy coming into LA, and LA could be using the talk about Buddy them as a leverage on Brooklyn and force Brooklyn out, because Brooklyn asking for two first round picks, and LA don't want to give them the two first round picks.
Yeah, that might work to Utah though. For somebody like Mike Mitchell with a young upside, man, what?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones real quick. We got a caller on the line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, your guest, he had me good, but now I'm believing he's a pragmatist, because he's just throwing spaghetti on the wall and expecting it to stick. He's speaking low and hypothetical.
Who you mean, Pearly? Pearly right here, he can defend himself.
Listen, man, he's just throwing a bunch of food on the wall and expecting something to stick when it comes to the Lakers. Why do you say that? Because of what you say Kyrie Irving and Donovan Mitchell in LA? No, man.
I didn't say, no. Hold on. I said it could happen. What I want you to do for me,
you said could happen. Explain to me how could that happen with Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. Explain to me.
Hold on. First of all, the negotiations that are going now between Brooklyn and LA and possibly the Spurs, the third party, is a Westbrook Kyrie Irving trade. So if that happens, Westbrook would not be in LA.
It is not going to happen. It cannot happen. Donovan Mitchell, why can it not happen? Mitchell going to an Eastern team.
I agree with you on that. It could happen, but the reason it will not happen is the only thing LA has to offer is Taylor Horton and
a 27 or 28 first round pick, and that will not work for Utah. Off the table.
It wouldn't work.
Because of the, if they had a 23 first round pick, then it could work. But I think
Pat Riley's going to load up quietly and silently and get Donovan Mitchell in Miami.
Pat Riley might
cross some Bam out of bio, but they're going to get it done.
Pat Riley Mitchell is very powerful in the NBA.
Mitchell is going to be in New York City in Madison Square Gardens. Watch.
Pat Riley won Joel Embiid, too.
That ain't happening.
Trust me. Donovan Mitchell will be in New York City.
I know. No, he ain't going to do nothing in New York. I think he'll be better in Miami.
Better do something or not. He ain't going to Miami. He going to New York City. Watch.
But if Miami get him, they don't have to let Adebayo go.
What Miami is going to do to get him?
They could let Duncan Robinson go.
Hold on. That's your team and you don't want to see them lose a certain player. Let's be realistic in the trade now.
That is
don't go by what you feel like should happen. Don't go by what you will see happen. Go by what is realistic.
Boy, sound like probably giving you a dosey on medicine right now.
No Robinson. They ain't going to take no Rob. They ain't going to diminish. They blowing up to rebuild. So they're going to take somebody. They're going to take an up-and-coming star to build around. They can take him to Robinson. Come on, take him good just to make Miami look good. I understand that.
But I'm speaking about Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero.
One thing I could say to the caller's point.
There ain't nobody to start no team around the league. They role players.
Hold on. What I'm saying is, though, if you look at salary, right, with not Hero, but the other one.
Duncan Robinson,
you can look at that as a salary dump. Utah takes that in. You know, they get the picks. Robinson, and now they got money to use next year on the books.
And they also got
How long is Robinson's contract?
But Pearly, listen to this now. Yeah. They already let PJ Tucker go, you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's an opening right there. Miami's gearing up to make a run. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but Naughty, that was a strategic move what Pat Riley made when he let PJ Tucker go, you know. He didn't have to. And he didn't receive anything for that. He didn't receive anything for that.
So where's the strategic move in that?
He's making room.
Right. Salary cap room.
Yes. That's what's going on there.
All right, well, here's my question. I'm going to put it to both of you all since you're all on the phone. This is a good one from the text lines. Naughty, would you do a three-way trade between Utah, Miami, and Brooklyn? With Miami getting Durant, and Brooklyn gets Mitchell and picks, and Utah gets players and picks?
Yes, I'll do it.
That's a pretty fair trade for everybody.
I'll do it, yes.
If they got the picks to give.
And that's a good question, too.
Be hypothetical. Anybody would make a trade to get KD. So let's don't fool ourselves with that. But if they ain't gonna give up KD. So hold on. So who moving who? So Mitchell at $13 million. KD at how much? $40 million?
Where the rest of the money coming from?
Where the rest of the money?
Well, that's where you're gonna have to lose a couple of salaries, like heavy salaries on.
You can lose a couple of players.
Duncan Robinson is one.
And Tyler Hero.
And maybe Bam and all too, money-wise.
No, not Bam.
Where does Duncan Robinson go?
Let me tell you, Duncan Robinson could still shoot the three ball in space to floor. He'd be a great addition on a cheap contract in L.A.
Where does he go?
Obviously.
To Utah?
Yeah. He goes to Utah.
But they want to buy him out, Earl.
He don't mind going because he ain't stopping in Miami. He wanna go someplace where he can stop blowing up the team.
Right, I get
Utah
that.
Utah is one blowing up the team.
He won't go somewhere where he's gonna stop.
But Earl, hold on a second. If they take Duncan Robinson in Utah, there's no guarantee they want to keep him if they're blowing it up. If they blow it up, they could turn around and trade him to somebody or buy him out and have that salary cap space for moving forward before their rebuild.
That's right. Naughty.
He had a couple more years on his contract. They don't want that dead money. They saving money to go after certain people next year.
That's why they release him. And if they release him or buy him out, then they have that
money. The money is dead money on your salary cap.
But if they do a buyout, or that goes, that's a different thing. If they buy it out, that's different.
I'll tell the both of you one thing.
If they take somebody with a long-term contract, got to be a star.
Pat Riley end up either with Mitchell, Kevin Durant, or there's another player. Can't come to.
He ended up at none.
I'm telling you.
He will not get Mitchell, and he will not get Kevin Durant.
So who he can get?
He got who he can get.
He already started to clear space.
I think Miami's gonna make a run at somebody here.
Thank you.
I don't know who though, but I think they're gonna make a run to get better.
Who? Beal?
Maybe Beal is the dark horse. Maybe Beal is your dark horse.
It might be Beal, but it ain't going to be Kevin Durant, and it ain't going to be Donovan Mitchell. Donovan, I'm telling you this. Kevin Durant is going to end up in Phoenix. Just mark my words. I could be wrong, but mark my words. My bold prediction. Kevin Durant can end up in Phoenix or Golden State. Donovan Mitchell is going to end up in Brooklyn. Donovan Mitchell is going to end up in Brooklyn or the next Donovan Mitchell's gonna end up in New York because he's on a rookie contract and they can have the both. They can have two both of them on one team based on the NBA rules.
Aaron Gordon.
All right, but listen, Aaron Gordon's another good name. But listen, my producers give him the sign, gents, and it's almost that time for us to wrap up. So I appreciate McCullough chiming in. Be sure to check me tomorrow. We can pick up this conversation because it's a good. Good dialogue, man. I want to see where the Heat's going with this and where some of these potential landing spots for these top-notch free agents will be. Yeah, you know, Utah and San Antonio seem to be salary dump cesspools. They welcome in anybody. We'll take your buyout contracts. We'll take your draft picks. We just want your draft picks. Send us your bad contracts. We trying to, you know, tank it. So
I believe so.
I think that's two teams right there, Utah and San Antonio. There will be our partners in a lot of trades that are going to allow them to get some picks and some salary cap dumps. It remains to be seen which way the Lakers are going to go, if they go for Kyrie or if they go the route of Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Pearl, you got anything else for me before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just think the Dodgers got to jump out all over St. Louis that they get back for with Pujols. I thought them cheering Pujols last time. I said, he ain't a Dodger no more. He's the enemy now.
Boy, look here. Your Dodgers messed up my parlay last night because I was good without a two. But, boy, I tell you, you're on. Anyway.
Mess up mine, too, so don't feel bad.
Here are my pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And be sure to check them out, theislandgame.com, and check out their sports book as well. Tonight, I like the Yankees over Cincinnati. I'm going with it. I like the Yankees over Cincinnati tonight. I ain't touching you all tonight. I got a bad feeling about you all tonight. I like Houston to knock out the Angels tonight. I like Houston over the Angels. All right?
Okay.
And here's another one that I like. I like the San Diego Padres to take care of the Colorado Rockies tonight as well. So that's my three ball. That's my parlay right there. My set it and forget it. San Diego over the Rockies. Padres over the Rockies. Astros over the Angels. Yankees over the Reds. Set it and forget it. And bet it with Island Game.
All right.
Anyhow, for Pearly and for everybody who chimed in, man, good stuff today, my talking heads. All right, then we'll see you tomorrow right here, same time, same channel, same situation, same station, and all that good stuff. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it. Peace. Appreciate you, Pearly. Good stuff as always.
Take care, my brother.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
the king wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our 7 locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.